You're listening to the Virtual Business Show. I'm Lynn Prowse-Bishop. I'm excited about today's show because we're talking about the profound benefits of virtual assistants. If you're a sole operator or an independent professional or executive seeking top-notch confidential admin support without the overheads and complexities of hiring staff, you're in the right place. Virtual assistants, also known as virtual office professionals or virtual business operators, and more recently online business managers, present a cost-effective staffing alternative for businesses of all sizes. They're not temps, but small business owners themselves, deeply invested in the success of their clients. Think of a VA as your remote or home-based secretary, an independent contractor providing a range of personal assistant and office support services. They operate from their own offices, utilizing internet technology and a myriad of apps. Now let's get a bit deeper into the benefits and explore what's in it for you. First and foremost, cost savings. VAs deliver significant cost savings by performing services comparable to on-site staff without the associated on-costs. There's no payroll tax, workers' comp, superannuation or training expenses. VAs use their own equipment, eliminating equipment costs for the business and associated expenses like wear and tear, office space, lighting and utilities. You might want to have a listen to episode 58, which covers the real cost of on-site staff. Secondly is enhanced productivity. VAs offer flexibility by being available outside normal hours, on weekends and public holidays, often at no additional cost. No more financial and productivity losses associated with office politics and casual conversations in the break room. With VAs, you pay only for time on task, eliminating lost productivity associated with those typical office behaviours. Thirdly, you get a long-term partnership. VAs form a partnership with clients, fostering a longer-term relationship similar to an on-site personal assistant without those associated employee on-costs. Clients benefit from consistency of support, avoiding the need to train new people, for example, temps, in their business procedures. You get access to specialized skills. Clients gain access to these skills that maybe their in-house staff don't possess or that they don't want to learn, as well as specialized technologies and apps. Then there are less obvious benefits. Beyond cost savings, there are less obvious yet impactful benefits like instant marketing support across time zones, a symbiotic relationship where the VA has that vested interest in your success, unwavering commitment, enhanced productivity due to minimized office politics, flexibility in working hours, confidentiality in handling your intellectual property, and mitigating industrial relations risks, so there's no risk of unfair dismissal, harassment, or discrimination claims. So what about using temps? Well, for a start, temps don't always offer the most cost-effective solutions for clients, as on-costs are still factored into the hourly rate by the agency. In addition, when clients partner with a VA, they get that consistency of support, not a different person each time they need assistance. And there's no need, as I said, to keep training new people each time. As mentioned before, VAs are committed to client success. This differentiates them, not just from temps, but from freelancers on platforms like Upwork, Fiverr, or Airtasker, as well as companies based in other countries. VAs offer a diverse range of office support services, including secretarial support, executive assistance, bookkeeping, web design, database management, transcription service, and heaps more. Their service offerings cater to the multifaceted needs of businesses. I'll include a link to my ebook on 105 Things a VA Can Do, which covers a large number of the services VAs provide, though not all of them. There's not much a VA can't do. Contrary to the myth that anyone can be a VA, being a professional VA requires years of office administration experience and specialization. Professional VAs bring expertise from corporate settings, having managed offices, supervised personnel, and handled a broad spectrum of responsibilities. A colleague once put it this way: Being a VA is more than just proclaiming, I am a VA, logging onto a computer and creating a website. Professional VAs transition years of office administration experience and specialization from a corporate setting to running their own successful business. Those experiences can include enrollment in advanced training courses, managing offices, and supervising large numbers of personnel, all while acting as the assistant to the owner. Others had responsibility for local area networks, creating and maintaining corporate websites, and planning major events. These are just a few examples of qualifications that help make a VA a professional. Episode 35 of the podcast covers the evolution of the VA industry and includes further thoughts on why not everyone can be a VA. In his book, The Obsolete Employee, Michael Russer aptly says, "Anytime you do something outside of your core competency, you pay top dollar for amateur results." When you're ready to elevate your business efficiency, cut costs, and embrace a new era of productivity, a VA will enable you to focus on your core competencies so you can achieve professional results. Professional VAs might just be the game changer that you're looking for. Until next time, stay inspired, stay productive, and keep thriving in your professional journey. I'm Lynn Prowse-Bishop. This is the Virtual Business Show. Thanks so much for listening.